This is Dr. Feelgood from the Institute for the Not Yet Mentally Insane, here to warn you about potential side effects that listening to Nightmares with Malice Cooper may cause. You can suffer breaking out in a cold sweat, difficulty breathing, erectile dysfunction, bedwetting, violent convulsions, decrease in brain cells, random bowel movements, stroke, loss of hair, loss of consciousness and or sanity, and last but not least, possible death. If you suffer from any of these, please seek medical attention. But as always, keep it tuned in right here to Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
All right, and now we wait. Bernard should be calling me any second. And we just gotta wait. Yeah, can you believe it? Roadies. Saving musicians everywhere. They always, you know, they've got the gaff tape. They always have super glue. You know, because when you get cut, you put super glue on it, instant heal. And then you can go get stitched up later if you need them. Sometimes the super glue is enough, you know, but hey, if we didn't have roadies, I mean, think of Redfish, you know, Meatloaf, the character he played. He hooked up the PA with a potato, see, and the show went on because of a roadie. You need roadies if you're in a band. You don't always call them roadies because they're your friends, but technically they're roadies. Well, they're helping you load gear. But, in the same respect, they could save your life. They could save my life. They could save other musicians' lives. Seriously, this is the truth. Oh, I hope to God Bernie's not thinking it's next hour that he phones. I know he was like, he's on the East Coast somewhere, which, well, I thought was Eastern Standard Time, but there's another time over there, so, and I think he's in the one that's the other time, and I don't know what time that is on the other time. I had it on a map at one point, but I forgot where the page is. But we're going to wait. Because I know he's calling. Because I talked to him on Facebook. Bernard Robichaud. Robichaud. At the end of Facebook. And you'll get to talk to him. Cyrus Man. Trailer Park Boys. And he's also in American Sunset. Which we're going to talk about as soon as he calls. It's like a good movie from what he's been telling me, so I want you all to go see it. That would be awesome. It's just a matter of hoping he's kind of 2 minutes late, but he's a star. We got to give him, you know, he might be in the hot tub, or I don't know if he's got princesses or he might be kicking his car. I don't know. But I do know he's going to call any second now. And I don't know what else is going on. And I could look on Facebook. We already said Labyrinth playing at the Marion. Barry G at Royal George. Friday and Saturday. Jamie's working at the Garrick both nights. Here he is. Nightmares with Malice Cooper.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you on this sunny Wednesday?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there, girl.
Awesome. What's going on? What happened since I talked to you last?
Jeez, well, I don't know. Been working on the comedy routine.
How's that going?
It's going okay. You know, I'm out there. I just had a short tour out in Alberta, and Bob Angeli was out to see me. He represents an awful lot of comics out there, and he likes it quite a bit. So I know that he said that next time I'm out there, whenever I'm out there, he'll give me a couple of gigs while I'm out there.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of nice. So that gets me out there working with other comics, too. I have another comedy writer that's helping me along with the... of course, Andrew Young helped me co-write it initially out of Toronto, and I came across another one, another guy by the name of Matt Mellon out of Alberta, who's been doing stand-up for quite a number of years, and he's a writer, so he's going over it right now as we speak, and going to tweak it a little bit. And,
nice.
It keeps on growing every time I go out. You know, it's one of those things that's not kind of set in stone like a theater piece or a script or something like that. You know, it's constantly evolving. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, because you're going to keep changing. You're not going to have the same content for every single show, right?
Well, you know, it changes a little bit. I think that, you know, what we do with the content, you know, it has to stay within a certain format because we want to keep it like a dumb, uneducated drug dealer or a guy on parole, right? So in order to do that, of course, you have to... There's only so many things you can talk about, right? You know, talks about his parents, talks about drugs, he talks about dating, and the problems with those things, the problems with probation and jail and things like that. So over the course of time, I think I'll be able to put a little bit, bring a little bit more personal touch to it.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I mean, it's working. I know that there's another tour right now that's they're trying to put in place. I've got some a promoter in Ontario that they're right now they're working on 20 gigs.
Oh.
That I would tour with throughout Ontario with a band called Hooked on Karma.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've been doing an awful lot. They've been winning a lot of the Battle of the Bands throughout Ontario, and they're cutting a new CD is being released, I believe, the end of this month. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that they've got a new release, a new CD release that's coming out at the end of this month, and shortly after that, we're gonna be touring. So I'll be hosting their show and doing a little stand up to warm the people up with it, and touring with them for their. On their little tour, so
that's really cool. Like, okay, when you're doing your comedy acts, like, I mean, musicians, we don't generally get paid all that much.
Yeah,
but comedians,
no,
do you guys?
That's yeah. I think they're from what I've been talking to my promoter anyway. Mine is already kind of a set.
Well, you get a standard. Pay rate, right?
What's that?
You get a standard pay rate.
I'll get a standard rate, yeah, which will be, you know, taken care of. So it won't be, it'll be lucrative, that's for sure. So I'm not have to worry about that. And they'll take care of, I think everything else will be taken care of as
wow.
far as the tour goes, you know. So very little to worry about. Just have to go up there and keep the crowd happy while the band isn't on stage.
Do you think being a Canadian actor is better than being one in the U.S.? Because, I mean, in Canada we have our health care, right?
Mm.
Whereas in the United States, I mean, unless the actor buys insurance, they don't have insurance.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm not really sure what to make of the whole thing, you know. Sometimes I think I would be better off going to the States and trying to get representation down there. But, you know, I have an agent that's pretty connected to Los Angeles right now, and, you know, my family's in Canada, so it'd be difficult in that regard to kind of just pick up and go, aside from when there's work available. And I think nowadays, you know, it's such a, the planet is so much smaller than it used to be. I don't think there's that big an issue about, you know, where I live, as long as, you know, I fit the part in that, and the people that I'm working for are happy, you know. So,
well, I'm just thinking, though, because
that kind of works for me, rather than the latter of, you know, going down, going to the U.S. and on a more permanent basis. Not that I wouldn't if I thought that that was the only way, but very difficult at the same time. I mean, I think there's an awful lot of actors out there that are working in the U.S. that have families and can pretty much, you know, go to work where the work is. I think it's just a question of developing, developing who you are and your work and having some kind of credibility behind you, so that people will hire you,
right?
Regardless of where you are, you know.
Well, generally,
right now, my agent in Calgary represents me globally, but I mean, I know that I'm auditioning for stuff out west, and right now I see a trend where people are doing an awful lot of self-taping, so it doesn't really matter where you are. They're looking for the best possible person to fit that part, and that to me is interesting and certainly a whole lot easier for me, and I don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not, gee, if I had been living there, I might have been able to get it. But now, with self-taping, they can virtually hire you from anywhere if they like what you've done for your audition.
Awesome.
So that's a bit of a relief.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, actors as a whole, like, I mean, it's not like other jobs. I mean, if you work in an office, they have a healthcare, like insurance, right?
Yeah.
You know, whereas actors don't have that.
Union, though, generally you've got some kind of insurance through whether it's Screen Actors Guild or ACTRA. You know, a lot of those unions have insurance programs set up for their union workers.
Well, if you get hurt when you're doing a movie,
you get something to fall back on. You've got something that will, you know, pay you something for. Whether or not it's, you know, hospital or drugs or, you know, whatever the case might be, there is some fallback there. There's I don't know if it's going to pay for your livelihood or anything like that, but at least your hospital and stuff like that is taken care of. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
So American Sunset.
Really depends on how much work you're doing too, and how much is allotted from your contracts, because every time you do a contract, so much goes towards your insurance.
Right.
Kind of, you know.
It comes off your check.
For the next year.
Just comes right off your check. You don't even notice.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I mean, at least it's there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Because musicians don't have that at all. That's you get hurt, you're screwed. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you guys, you know, it's come a long way, because they didn't have that before either.
No, it has come a long way.
You know, because they started realizing, hey, you know, some of these stunts, people get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be the guys that insure the Jackass crew, for example. You know, because
that must be expensive.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm thinking, thank God the Trailer Park Boys didn't end up going that far with you guys. Because...
Yeah, what if a trailer fell on somebody's head?
Oh, dude. I mean, it's bad enough Bubs, you know, gets launched into plants and stuff, you know?
Yeah. What if people were falling out of Ricky's car? That would have been something.
Well, you sat in the car that one day. I mean, you practically fried your brain because it was so hot in there, and they just left you in there.
In the Corvette, yeah. Well, the T-tops didn't really come off of that car, so a little difficult.
Well, and you're stuck in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Forever.
In between shots, yeah.
And it's crazy, because in between shots, you don't know how long it's going to be.
No, that's for sure. No, that's right.
Yeah, well, so you're sitting there, you don't know, can I get out of the car now? You know, can I just, can I have some air?
Yeah, like a jug of water.
Yeah. Excuse me, can somebody just hose me down for about 15 minutes?
Yeah, that would have been something. A little hosing, please.
Well, I mean, geez.
Yeah.
The conditions you guys have to work under, they're not always pleasant.
No, that's for sure. No, it's not as glamorous as a lot of people perceive it to be. That's for sure.
Well, they don't know that, though.
No, they only see the final result.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I feel, for me, it's like somebody says they're an actor, I'm like, oh, man. You know, because I know you're spending a lot of time sitting and waiting.
Many times that's the case, yeah. Yeah.
And like, you're still getting paid to sit and wait. You're
sure.
Paid as long as
right
you're on set.
It used to be, though. It's not like now with digital cameras, it's not like you have to wait for the track to be laid down and, you know, your camera's rolling on a dolly and that kind of stuff used to take up a whole lot more time than it does now with a digital camera, because you can pretty much shoot and go wherever the heck you want to, you know?
Really, eh? It's made that much of a difference.
Big difference, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
See, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
because yeah,
before, like, there used to be times when I did that David Milgaard movie. Holy man. You know, because you're waiting for somebody to finish their scene. And it could be hours.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't using the digital cameras then.
No.
So, I'm sure it's going to get even better, too. You know, because high def and everything like that.
Well, the technology certainly changes every day, right?
Yeah, well.
We know that when we go and get a phone.
Well, they used to think that, you know, it was going to end up computer generated. You know, actors were going to all of a sudden, like, not really have to do anything.
Yeah, well.
But I don't think that's going to happen. I think the human has to be there. I don't think they can do it all, you know, just computer generated.
No, I don't think so either. Well, at least I'm hoping that's the case.
I don't think so.
A lot of us out of work.
Well, that's just it.
That's the case.
But I mean, then again, you wouldn't technically be out of work because they would have to pay you for your image.
Yeah, but still, it's not really the same thing, so.
True. American Sunset, though.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, American Sunset just came out on DVD, released on iTunes, I think, last week.
Really? See?
Yeah. So that's kind of nice.
That's new since the last time I talked
like
to you?
Crazy in the last week. I know I was out west. It was on a couple times out there. So, it's getting a lot of good feedback. So that's good. Yeah.
Well, that's what you want to hear.
I'm happy about that. Yeah, well, I mean, it's good for us, but it's certainly a nice tribute for Corey Haim, who's long since passed away, right? So, it's kind of nice that it's a nice tribute to him. So that's.
Thanks for putting such a downer on everything.
Well, I'm not trying to put a downer. I think it was untimely, but you know, like I said, I think it's a nice tribute to him. So.
Well, that's good.
I think he does a good job in the movie.
So it was written, you know, Corey'd be proud. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good part about it.
Yeah.
When you go on the road for your comedy act, what do you call it?
What do I call it?
Yeah.
Drug dealer or public speaker?
Really?
Yeah. That's what it's called, yeah.
But how does anybody know it's you?
Because most people, when it's advertised, most people know it's Bernard Robichaux, or my promoters say, it's Bernard Robichaux, and they introduce me as Bernard Robichaux, a.k.a. Cyrus of the Trailer Park Boys, so, but a lot of people, it's funny now, a lot more people are recognizing who I am now just by my own name, which is nice. I mean, rather than Cyrus, I'm being recognized by my real name, which is, where you want it to be anyway,
Yeah. And the thing is, too, you kept your real name. You didn't change your name and come up with, a fictional name to go under.
No.
So many actors do that, right?
Yes, no, I understand that. No, I tried that years ago when I was living in Toronto. They wanted me to change it from Robichaux to Shaw, and I did that for a while. But it just... It just didn't work for me.
Well, it's hard to get used to another name.
Yeah, it's very hard to get used to another name. Suddenly Bernard Shaw, and I don't know. I just couldn't get it through my thick head that's who I was suddenly. So we changed it back to
your name.
Shaw. Yeah, exactly.
Well, good for that. Because, yeah. I mean, it's not easy just all of a sudden being somebody else.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know why you'd want to be. What's wrong with Robichaux or Bernard Robichaux?
Yeah, it's who you are.
I couldn't understand that, so.
Hollywood.
Perhaps, just the agent that you have and the perception of what people will think, that might have been the case at the time. My agent back, I was living in Toronto at the time when that came, my agent asked me to do that, and, you've got an agent, you kind of think, try it and see what happens, what do you get to lose? But it was very difficult trying to be Bernard Robichaux one minute, be Bernard Shaw when you're doing auditions for people in the, TV and film industry. So.
Well, they call out your name and you're not even paying attention.
Well, it could happen.
Yeah. I mean, there could be more than one Bernard that's acting, so.
Yeah.
You're not really just going to listen for your first name. And then they say a name that you're not used to. It's like, who? What?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah. What?
It's like calling out the raffle ticket. Oh, what? My gosh. I won the 50-50.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Roll call. You don't have your arm up.
Yeah. Can I use the washroom?
Actually, I guess now because of digital, you don't even have to worry about that anymore. You can just say, "Hey, I've got to go for a leak and go." No, but what I'm saying is, you can just go now. Like instead of sitting in the car forever, now if you had to go to the bathroom, you'd just be able to go because,
Yeah, well, I think they'd be nice enough to let me use the washroom.
Yeah.
Short of a catheter drainage bag or something strapped to my leg.
Something.
Or, one of Ray's piss jugs. Ray, can I have a piss jug, man? I'll give it right back.
Yeah, you can have it right back.
Yeah.
How about a water jug?
I promise everyone, touch the The ends.
Much.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Seriously, though, you probably had, like, tons of fun doing the Trailer Park Boys
stuff. I certainly did, yeah. I don't know anybody that didn't have any fun when we were shooting the series. It was a...
Well, there's not a day it goes by that I don't say Rocket Appliances.
Yep.
Rocket Appliances, everything's Rocket Appliances.
Yeah, well, it's very seldom anything like that comes around, that's for sure. I was very, very lucky, very blessed to be able to be part of it.
Well, you did that character very well.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because I don't think anybody else could have done that. And kept a straight face.
I'm not sure. I hate to say that I'm the only guy that could pull that character off. I think there's probably other people that could have done it for sure. You know, there's the cast certainly helped the team. That team together was certainly worked well together. Clattenburg was certainly instrumental in helping make us all look great. So,
well, I think it was all great. I love watching it. I don't care it's reruns. I'm still watching it.
Well, we all appreciate that.
Well, how can you not? Come on, that stuff is over the top, super funny. It doesn't matter how many times you've seen it. Steve French, just Steve French alone. I have my cousin named his deaf cat Steve French.
Oh, yeah?
And we call him, he goes, "Nee!" You know? He can't hear us.
No.
He's deaf, so.
The deaf cat.
It's a girl, too. So, that just makes it all the more funny, but still, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the Killinger boys, Chris, RJ, Doc, Dave Williams. They all say hello.
Oh, yes. Right on.
They're all tuned in and they're waving frantically because I wasn't saying it. So.
Wave them back. good group of guys. I think they've got some stuff going down pretty soon, I think. Themselves, they're going to do okay, those guys.
Well, apparently, their CD's releasing. There's a debut
right.
going on in New York City, so
right on.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
Well, good for them. Looks good on them.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, looks good on them.
I just know I had to say that because otherwise they would have like totally killed me.
Oh no, well, it's all good, guys.
Oh, I know that. They're awesome guys. It's just that, you know.
They're supportive of the show and of the character, too, so it's very nice.
Awesome. There, now they're all happy. And there's some birthday people. There's Al Willen, Bob Pfeiffer, Rose Bayer, Scott Benton, and Terry Olmsted having birthdays today.
Oh, well, happy birthday to those people.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now they're going to be super happy, because...
I don't know.
Well, no, they will.
It's their birthday.
Well, you just said happy birthday, though.
Well, that's, I don't know how much water that holds.
Oh, it's going to hold a lot.
Yeah, well, that's all good.
These things are important, you know.
Yeah.
To everybody. Even though we don't think, you know, it's a small thing to do, right?
No, it's all, the small things that count, though.
That's right. Giving people stuff for free. People like free stuff. Even if the free stuff is only words, they like free stuff.
It's all good.
That's just one thing I've learned in this whole business. Because I'm on the I'm on the music end as a musician, and then the DJ thing, and then, you know, a little bit of the acting thing, and then the paranormal stuff. You know, like, I'm all over the place on stuff.
You get your hands full, girl.
I do. I'm doing this all for free, too. You know.
Well, sooner or later, it's bound to pay off, though. You know?
It doesn't matter to me if it does or not, because you know what?
You're doing what you love to do.
And the musicians, and the actors, and the filmmakers, and everybody, the paranormal groups, they all appreciate, you know? They appreciate what I'm doing for them.
Yes.
And that's what my pay is.
Yeah, well.
Maybe it's not monetary, but it feels good.
Well, that's all that matters, girl.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
That's what I think, too.
All you're going to end up with is what you came into this world with anyway.
Exactly. And I'm going out kicking, bloody, and screaming. Same way I came in.
Okay.
You can use that if you want. Go ahead.
Leave me alone, I'm comfortable. But you know, the mean time's up.
It is.
9 months. Oh, man. I was just getting work done. So, I've got a new producer I'm working with out west as well right now, because I'm in the process of, myself and Andrew Young are in the process of writing we've got 13 treatments that we've written for a new sitcom. We hope to, we'll either go sitcom or we'll get funding for a comedy and a feature.
Cool.
And we're not sure what we're calling it at this point. We actually had the we thought of using one of the titles of the show called Substitute Dealer.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically about a drug dealer who gets out on parole and starts hitchhiking across Canada. Of course, he breaks his parole by hitchhiking across Canada, and it's his trials and tribulations of trying to stay out of jail once he's broken that parole, and throughout the little towns and the people that he meets as he's heading away from the law.
Oh man!
So we think it could be quite funny.
It's already making me laugh, and I don't even know what you're gonna say.
We've got the 13. The 13 shows. The premise is written for them already. The treatments. Right now, we're just working with a guy by the name of Brad Kamish out of Calgary, and he right now is. I had a meeting with him Sunday, and I know he's going to talk to one of his to a friend. I think he's going to talk to his friend Michael Dowse about that. Michael Dowse, of course, is. Producer director from FUBAR, so first movie. So.
Oh, sweet.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, there's nothing carved in stone yet, but the treatments are there. There's a lot of excitement about it right now in Alberta. So we hope that it'll
cool.
come to fruition in the near future.
Where can they find your tour schedule up?
I usually post it on my Facebook pages. I just actually hooked up to WordPress through my website, BernardRobichaud.com, and I'm going to start using WordPress to blog stuff on my site, so it automatically goes to Twitter and Facebook and things like that. But generally, I do take the time to go into my fan pages on Facebook and post the dates.
Wicked.
So as soon as I have... As soon as I have those dates for the new tour in Ontario ready, I'll post them, and I'll post them also on my website.
Awesome. Anytime you want to be back on, like if you need on next month, you just let me know.
Okay. Appreciate that.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, as the more this, the more Substitute Dealer, the sitcom moves forward. More publicity would be great to have, so that'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, your comedy show, and then if you're gonna like be introducing a band and stuff like that, I mean, it's just every little bit is just more awesome, It just keeps on getting more and more awesome with you for some reason.
Yeah, well, that's very nice. I should have the day. I know they're working on those dates right now. I talked to the promoter in Ontario. Not even a week ago.
Sweet.
I know that they're. I'm supposed to go out there for the CD release party, and then I think we're going from there. Now, I could be wrong. They could change that all around on me, and I'd look like a dink for saying that. So,
well, everybody's got to pay attention.
That, you know, it's in the works, and as soon as it's as soon as the information is available, I'll post it, and I'll shoot you an email.
Awesome.
And I'll let you know.
Awesome. I'll send you this after the show. Take care of yourself. And
thank you, Mouse. I appreciate it.
You'll be back.
It's always great to talk to you.
Okay. Take care, my friend.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. I always love it when Bernie's on the show. Bernard. I like it when he's on the show. He's so much fun. I know. I could talk forever. I'm not going to do that to you. Holy Rage, Victim of Changes.